Good afternoon and welcome to Maximo Bite Size, a podcast on the functionality of Maximo Manage. Today is the second episode in the series on maintenance planning, and we will be discussing crafts, labour and qualifications. Crafts. Craft records are used to define disciplines that one or more employees or contractors possess, and which are used in the planning and assigning of work. For example, MEC, mechanic, ELEC, electrician. Craft records are defined at the organisation level. If you are managing the costs of your disciplines, then a craft may have multiple skill levels. An experienced mechanic will have a higher cost rate than a junior or an apprentice. When work is planned at the craft and skill level, if you say that a junior mechanic is needed, then you will be able to assign a junior or experienced mechanic, but not an apprentice mechanic. This uses the skill level rank, where 1 is the highest skill level. Each of these records is referenced as a craft rate. Crafts and craft skill levels may also be associated with a vendor or a labour rate contract, which the vendor possesses. The contract will need to be approved, and time now must be within its start and end dates, the effective period, for it to be selected. Each of these records is also known as a craft rate. The Manage Premium Pay Codes action is used to define codes used for overtime. The multiplier type is the most common. This multiplies the standard rate for the craft by a factor, for example 1.5 or 2. The increment type adds an hourly rate on top of the standard rate. Alternatively, you can enter a static hourly rate in the default rate field. The Apply to New Crafts field, when checked, will automatically add the premium pay code to each new craft rate record. Otherwise, you can add them manually. These premium pay rates apply at the craft level and not at the craft rate level, where the craft skill, craft vendor or craft skill vendor contract combinations have been defined. In the crafts application, you can associate labour. This is known as the labour craft rate. Labour. A labourer is a person who can be assigned work or can be a member of a crew. When entering a new labour record, you will need to reference a person. If there is no person with the same reference as that for the new labour record, Maximo will suggest that it creates one for you. Consequently, it is normal practice to align the labour code and person code. A labour record has cost information and consequently resides at the organisation level. A person record exists at the system level. If a person works across multiple organisations, they will have multiple labour records. Many of the fields that you see in the main tab of a labour application exist on the associated person record, but you can modify it from the labour application. The work location and work site identify the place where the labour normally works, for example, the depot site. It is used for filtering other labour who also work at the same place. The work type is an indicator of the work type that the labour normally performs. Labour records can belong to multiple crafts. A person can perform multiple disciplines. For example, a labour can perform both mechanic and electrician work. One of the craft records must be designated the default, and the default craft will appear on the main tab. The other craft records are called secondary crafts. There are some places in Maximo which only use the default craft, for example, long-term scheduling. Other areas of Maximo, for example, work assignments, can use the secondary crafts. When you associate craft records with labour records, these are known as labour craft rates. The hourly rate can be inherited from the craft rate or overridden with a rate specific to that labour, when they are using the craft. The labour craft rates can be derived from just the craft and a skill level, a craft and a vendor, a craft's skill level and vendor, and when a vendor is referenced, you may also reference an active labour rate contract. There are six combinations across the four fields, craft, skill level, vendor and contract, and each may have a different default rate, which you might override for a specific labour. The premium pay rates are only associated with the craft, but when the premium pay rate is applied, it could be multiplying the rate derived from any of the six combinations of these four fields or from an individual labour rate. Actual hours are accumulated on a labour record during the year on three bases: regular hours, premium hours, or overtime refused hours. The latter is rarely used, but is the only one that can be modified directly from the labour application. The other two are accumulated from time records. At the start of the year, an action should be performed for each labour, 0 year-to-date hours. Unfortunately, there is no standard action to perform this for multiple labour from the list tab, but you could configure an escalation to set the three fields to 0 using an action group with three actions of type set value. The labour record has a status field which is separate from the person's status. They both have a simple status of active or inactive. If you make the person inactive, it will make the labour records inactive. The reverse is not true. Although you will get a warning, you will need to manually make a labour active after making the person active. There is an action called Create Labour Inventory Location, which will define a location of type labour as an inventory-based location. This will allow a storeroom to be defined for the labour. Think of this as a technician or engineer who works from their van and who carries a stock of spare parts. Item availability can be viewed across these labour type locations. There are several settings in the organisation's application and labour options action which are specific to labour. Automatically approve inside labour transactions and automatically approve outside labour transactions are used to define whether actual labour records are automatically approved. The default is that inside labour is approved and outside labour is not. Automatically approving inside labour will mean that you cannot correct errors once they are saved. You'll need to reverse the transactions with negative hours. Starting out with Maximo, I think it better to allow for approvals to be made from the labour reporting application for both inside and outside labour. Labour that belongs to a vendor is referenced as outside labour. The allow mismatched craft and labour when reporting actual labour option is normally unchecked, which means that you will get a validation error when entering a labour value on an actual labour record when the labour does not have a match for the craft, skill level, vendor and contract combination already entered on that actual labour record. When you use the lookups, this error doesn't normally occur because the lookups are filtering for the records that would avoid the error. Automatically approve invoices created from labour transactions option is normally set and will approve an invoice that is created by the create invoice action that is found in the labour reporting application. Future labour transaction tolerance in hours is a setting with a duration field that defaults to 0 and would not allow an actual labour transaction to be created in the future. If you had this set to 4 hours and a labour normally works 0800 to 1600, then they could fill in their timesheet after 1200 midday on the Friday to record the time they intend to spend on Friday afternoon. Qualifications. Qualifications are specialist skills and certifications that a person possesses that may help to decide between one labour record or another when assigning work. A qualification can also be a requirement to use a tool or a requirement for a crew position. When defining a qualification, there is a qualification type field, a simple list of values which you can use for filtering. A qualification may or may not have an associated certification. When a certification is required, you can specify a duration, in which case, when the qualification is gained by a labour record and a certificate number is entered, it will be set to expire at the duration after the effective date. For a qualification, you may specify the crafts or craft and its skill levels that require the qualification. If you do not reference a craft or skill level, then any labour can be associated with the qualification. If a craft is referenced, then any labour with that craft can be associated with the qualification. They could have a skill level of that craft. If you reference a craft with a skill level, then the labour must have that craft and skill level to be associated with it. If the labour has the same craft and a higher skill level, then they cannot be associated with the qualification. For example, you have a qualification that is required by an electrician second class. Don't forget to say that it is also required by an electrician first class. Otherwise, they cannot be associated with it. If the qualification has multiple required craft and skill levels, then the associated labour only needs to have one of those craft and or skill levels to be associated with the qualification, and not all of them. Qualifications exist at the organisation level and have a simple status of active or inactive. The qualification must be an active status for it to be associated with a labour record. When labour has been associated with a qualification, which you can do from either the labour or the qualifications applications, and the association record is saved, then it cannot be deleted. This record, labour qual, has a status of active or inactive, and there are inline table buttons for changing this status or viewing the qualification status history. For certifications, there is also a button for extending or renewing the qualification. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode when we will be discussing crew types, crews, and crew work groups. The music is called Drag Race from the group called Track Tribe. Please check them out on tracktribe.com, all one word. Until another time, goodbye.